We are a couple of minutes ahead of schedule, so rather than moving to the 10:45 time certain, I think we ought to take the pulled items from consent, because I see Mr. Beery is here, can talk about 879, and then we also have 887, and we may or may not have staff here for that. But at any rate, let's take 879.
Okay. Amend cost-sharing intergovernmental agreement for Columbia River Levee Project engineering analysis.
And someone wanted to speak on this item, is that right?
Lightning pulled this item.
Lightning, do you want to speak on this item? 879, the Columbia River Levee. Come on up. Good morning.
Morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Think Lab. One of the concerns I have on this levy is that I really want to watch FEMA real close on this and also the Army Corps of Engineers. And I know we're looking at New Orleans real close on what they did on their levy. And in my opinion, on Marine Drive, we're going to have to make some very serious changes on that levy. And one of the encroachments, as you know, on a levee is to really even have a road going over the levee is considered an encroachment. It's actually not good to have that. And I think at this time we really need to look at that close and have an understanding that we need to protect the airport. I mean, we're talking $20+ billion worth of businesses, and now is the time to make that change, because if anything was to happen, and we know back in 1996, we came very close to going over the levee. If that were to happen and it was to do anything to the airport, the economic damage to this city would just be phenomenal. We saw what happened in New Orleans. And it's not just the fact that when this happens, you have a tremendous amount of people that virtually move out. They leave, and if you look at what happened in New Orleans, you had over 100,000 people move. And you have to prevent this from happening. You have to prevent the airport from having any type of possibility of any damage to the airport. And the reality is we need to bring this levee up to the New Orleans standards. We need to, in my opinion, virtually almost replace this levee. We need to have FEMA look at this very close. Now is the time to do it. It was put in many years ago. We know it's not up to today's codes, today's standards. And we can't take the chance anymore on looking at the dollar amount of businesses around this and not having it upgraded. And we need to figure out we shouldn't have the road Marine Drive on the levee, plain and simple. We shouldn't have businesses from the levee to the water that are currently there. And if we look near the airport from, say, McCuddy's Marina all the way up to Salty's Restaurant, in my opinion, all those businesses should not be there. The federal government should come in and buy them out, remove them. There should be nothing underneath the flight path of the airport. There should be nothing from the levee to the water. This is all a public safety issue, and if you look at what happened in New Orleans, to bring this up to today's code, today's standards, we need to replace that levee. We need to replace Marine Drive. We need to remove a tremendous amount of businesses out of there, and understand that when you start calculating the overall amount of dollar value we're looking at and what it'll cost to do that, now is the time to do that. The federal funding is there. We need to focus on that. We need to get that lined up and take care of it. It is a public safety issue, and we know that the current levee has almost gone over in 1996. We cannot take the chance of ever having that levee not being able to withstand a flood that we had in 1996. It needs to be changed. There doesn't need to be a road on it. And we need to have Homeland Security watch this very close also, because this jeopardizes the whole airport, all the businesses, all the way down to PIR, Expo Center, Portland Airport. We cannot take a chance anymore. We have to upgrade it like they did in New Orleans. Now is the time to do it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you being clear on this issue, and it's exactly why we're doing this engineering analysis, so we'll know what the scope of work for the changes that we have to make will be. It's not going to be. We know it's not going to be free or cheap, but it is important. So thank you. Anyone else on this item? Any council questions? Then for Mr. Beery, if not, then roll call on the emergency ordinance.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Fish.
Mayor, I attended a speech the other day with Senator Wyden, and he took some questions from the audience, and I asked if he would give us a sense of whether there'll be some federal funding for infrastructure, and I focused on water, sewer, and local projects. And he said that to the extent he will be prioritizing federal assistance for infrastructure, he said it will be transportation, transportation, and transportation. So Lightning, as always, makes important and thoughtful points before us. But the reason this is a particularly a dicey proposition for us is, yes, we're going to do the planning. Yes, we're going to look at what we need to do. But the reality is the federal government may very well require us to do a Katrina, post-Katrina fix that could be in the nature of hundreds of millions of dollars without any federal dollars flowing to our community to do it. So the problem is beyond just protecting the airport and the surrounding businesses. The bigger challenge is whether it bankrupts the levy districts and the obligations flow to the cities, which is what is happening across the country. So, you know, on top of all the other federal laws that reacted to bad things that happened in other places for which we got no federal assistance, there is a huge risk here that we're going to be held to 100-year flood standards with no federal assistance and a tab that the taxpayers and ratepayers cannot afford. So my hope is, I mean, you said optimistically, Lightning, the federal government should come in and buy up properties and do things. That would be wonderful. But we'd actually like to see the federal government help us fund whatever the mitigation plan is. Right now, if it's a 100-year flood mitigation plan following on the heels of Katrina, the one thing that will happen for sure is it will bankrupt all of our levy districts, and then we will be in a significant predicament. So this is the beginning of a process. And by the way, it's why, Mayor, we have put this the last couple of years on the legislative agenda to make sure that our congressional delegation understands that that this has significant financial consequences to our community as the government is working out its rulemaking on what they are going to require in the levies. So with that, aye.
Hales?
Yeah, I agree with all those cautionary notes. And I think the one ray of light here is that we do have a high level of cooperation at the local level between the levy districts and the city and metro and county and the port, which is what it's going to take at the local level, whatever consortium is necessary at the local level to try to work effectively with the state government and with the federal government. But I'm pleased with that part of the work that I think everybody at the staff level and particularly among those agencies has been doing a good job of working together. There's not any turf battles or, you know, buck passing going on. So everybody's ready to do the work and then figure out the funding. Thank you. Aye.